It will be a very interesting event because usually the oath of the president is taken at the Constitutional Council, but this time they decided to organize it in the new city called Jamiajo at the Abdou Diouf Conference Center, which is a bigger place. And the new president will be swearing in front of the 7 members of the Constitutional Council. And then after, he will be given the sig sign of the Republic. And then the president of the Constitutional Court will make a speech. And after all of that, the new president will leave that place and go directly to the presidential palace where Macky Sall will be waiting for him. And then in a small ceremony, Macky Sall will be giving him the keys of the presidential palace. And then that's the normal ceremony. And Diomaye Faye will be the 5th president of Senegal. The prime minister of Macky Sall will come and present his resignation. The new president will accept that resignation and then name a new prime minister. The following day, the new president of Senegal for the first time will address the nation, and that will be the beginning of his presidency.
Do we have any indication in terms of who are the foreign dignitaries, presidents also, who are going to be attending the inauguration?
Almost all the head of state of ECOWAS member state will be attending, starting by President Tinubu, who is the chairperson of ECOWAS. Today, already 4 of them arrived in Senegal. Among those, the president of the Gambia, the president of Guinea-Bissau, the president of Sierra Leone. We will have also the chairperson of the AU, the president of Mauritania. Very interestingly, Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger have sent, like in Burkina Faso, the Speaker of the Parliament. In Mali is also, I think, the permanent secretary of the military junta, accompanied by the Minister of Foreign Affairs. It means that this ceremony will be also an opportunity for ECOWAS leaders to start informal conversation about the crisis the institution is having. And I think that will be also a very important sign, because since the coup, I don't think that the ECOWAS dignitary has met with Malian, Burkinabe and Niger officials. So that will be an opportunity. I have also to add that the chairperson of the AU Commission, President Faki, is also in Senegal, and the chairperson of ECOWAS Commission. It's even unprecedented because the swearing-in of the president in Senegal has always been a national normal event, but this time you have many, many dignitaries. Last time, I think, when Macky Sall was president, we had 3 or 4 presidents, but this time it's more than 10 presidents who will be attending. It tells you also about the importance of the event in Africa, and the fact that Senegal is seen as a model of democracy that needs to be sustained, needs to be protected, and the presence of all these dignitaries.
Of course, the inauguration will mark the climax of this excitement that began building since the release of Ousmane Sonko and Bassirou Diomaye Faye. The work begins following Tuesday's inauguration. The expectations also build. One asks, is he going to be ready?
Well, he has to be ready. And I think that's why Senegalese are really, really waiting for his first speech. And I think that first speech will outline at least the key action that he wants to take in the first, let's say, 200 days.